many of my days run together anymore. So I think it was last week, whenever it first started getting really hot, myself and another individual were down in Etowah working on a job. It's at a place we've worked at a number of times before. And it was particularly hot in the facility we were at. And we were in an area in that facility which, for whatever reason, retains a lot of heat. And although I knew it was hot and you could definitely feel the heat as we went in, it didn't seem terribly bad. It didn't seem noticeably bad right at first. But as we start to work, I just feel the sweat. Just start, not just like coming down, but rolling down off my head. It reminded me of being at football practice and summer practice when I was a teenager. And just that sweat would bubble up under the helmet and just start rolling down. And in fact, at the end of the day, I was soaked just from sweating so much. I looked like I had walked out of a pool instead of just, you know, little parts of your body, you know, glistening. I know women glisten. I glisten too when I sweat. So just glisten, not just glistening a little bit from the sweat, but I was just drenched from it. We had two identical jobs there. So we do one, we go and we take a break, and we start working on the other one. And I get to a point where we're almost done, and I'm starting to feel a little dizzy. And I'm thinking, I should probably go sit down, you know, maybe go get another bottle of water or something. But we're almost done. I'd rather just be done and get out of here. And my coworker looks at me, and he knows because he's almost passed out there before. He says, you need to go take a break. He says, you just need to go sit down, go get yourself something to drink. Just go take a break. It'll be all right. And so I did, not real long, but left, went and got a Gatorade and sat down, cooled off for a moment, went back, and we got everything cleaned up. I mention all that to say sometimes we just need to take breaks, spiritually speaking. Not breaks from spiritual things, but breaks because we are spiritual people, or at least we're supposed to be spiritual people. And we just need to take breaks from the rest of life sometimes and remember who we are and what we're here for and what we're supposed to be doing. I was really reminded of this a couple weeks ago when our family was at camp. Every year we work at Palmetto Bible Camp. We go the second week on their calendar. For recruiting purposes, that's Father's Day weekend every June. So go to Palmetto Bible Camp next year, second week. It's an outstanding week, because that's the week I go there. If we stop going there, I can't promise you it'll be as good. But you can still go, because there's good people and they need help. And it's a busy week. You're exhausted. You don't sleep much. But it's an excellent week, even though physically you're tired, but spiritually it was a great recharge. It was a great break from life. You're in this small little pocket. You don't get a cell signal. If you need to go down the road, you can. Check messages and whatnot, but it was nice to just be away from the day in and the day out of life and to just focus on spiritual things for a week. You're just with other Christians. You're doing things for other people. It doesn't necessarily feel like you're doing things for other people because it's so busy, but you are, and that's what you're there for. And it's nice to get away from things like that. Sometimes you can't take a week off. So sometimes taking a break means just taking a few moments in the day-to-day of life. You take a few moments to stop and pray. Take a few moments to stop and think for a little bit. I know that when the day-to-day of life piles up, when that to-do list starts to get long, you start to think, I don't have time to stop. I got to keep going because that to-do list is getting long and the things on the to-do list need to be done. And they certainly do. But it's when we get our busiest, probably all the time, those are the times when we need to stop and just take a moment. Again, remember who we are, remember who we're trying to be like, and remember why we are here. And keep other priorities on that to-do list that don't really ever come off of it. There's no such thing as, you know, you check off the box as in, hey, I'm like Jesus. You're always trying to do that. You don't ever finish doing something like that. Sometimes you need to take a break from people. You ever feel that way? Sometimes you need to take a break from people. I remember my dad told me once, because sometimes I can kind of go on about people annoying me. And he says, how are you gonna preach if you don't get along with people all that well? I'm like, well, I want people to stop being like people, and I want them to be like Jesus. That's what you do. You try to get people to help be like Jesus. Sometimes we need a break from people for just a moment to remember that although they're kind of getting on our nerves, God loves us. He's always there for us. He's always going to take care of us. You've probably done it with your kids a time or two. There are these precious, wonderful little gifts that God gives us, but sometimes you're like, I got to get away from you people just for 10 minutes. I'm going to take a moment and I'm going to think about what Philippians 4:8 says. If anything is good, if anything is noble, if anything is honorable, if anything is a bunch of other adjectives that are good, because I don't have the verse memorized, but it says, think on these things. A couple of scriptures to really base all of this off of. Mark in chapter 1, verse 35, early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place and was praying there. You see, Jesus very intentionally took a break from the rest of life, from other people. He got up, so he did something on purpose. He went to a secluded place. He said, I just need to be alone, as in physically alone, for a few minutes. But spiritually, of course, he's not alone. He says, I'm going to spend time in prayer. I need a moment to just think and pray and talk to the Father. In Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11, part of the Ten Commandments, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. A lot of times we read the Ten Commandments or hear about them or perhaps even recite them, and you forget that it's not just 10 verses that list commandments. You know, there's a little bit of literature there that talks about why some of those commandments exist. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And God said, you've got 6 days to work. On the seventh day, you take a break. Take a break from all that, and you have a special day. You have a holy day where you just think about me and you remember who you are and the type of people that you're supposed to be. So sometimes we just need to take a break from life, from people, focus on God, even if just for a few minutes. Sometimes that's all you really need. If you can ever take that week-long recharge, sometimes do that. You'll find a benefit in it. But sometimes we can get by, with even a few things left. But of course, we never take a break from being in the church, and we never take a break from our Savior. Tonight, we always have a moment on Wednesdays where we offer an invitation. Tonight our invitation is maybe you need to take a permanent break from living apart from Jesus. We'd love to help you with that. Perhaps tonight you just need to take a break and come and ask the church for some encouragement and some prayers for whatever's going on in your life. Or maybe there's some things need to change in your life and you want some help doing that. If there's any way that you want to take a break, we'd be glad to help you take that break. Come forward as we stand and sing.